You are listening to a Bible talk recorded at the 1994 Western Christadelphian Bible School at Manuka. This is an evening lecture given by Brother George Connor, titled, Praise.
Tonight, as announced, I'd like to bring some thoughts to you on the subject of praise. For a further preface, in addition to the 8th Psalm, I'd like to read some selected verses from the 71st Psalm. I've copied these out of the Amplified Old Testament. There's an Amplified Bible now, but I have the Old Testament. From the 71st Psalm, verses 6 through 9. Upon you have I leaned and relied from birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb and have been my benefactor, sustainer, helper, from that day. My praise is continually of thee. Verse 7, I am as a wonder and a surprise to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth shall be filled with your praise and honor all the day. And then he adds, cast me not off, nor send me away in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent and my powers fail. This Psalm 71 has seven direct references to praising Yahweh and several indirect references on praise to him. Just briefly, verses 6 through 18, we can see the scope of the Father's blessing and care in David's life. That is, from the start of it, from his birth before, to its anticipated end. Brethren, there are other words, of course, in the scripture which speak of praising God, such as bless, laud, magnify, extol, glory, glorify, all these wonderful words. And thanksgiving is also, giving thanks is also strongly related to praising God. These words are used in the scripture to express his incomparable creativity. And he continues to manifest this. And he manifests his great holiness. We know of his great holiness. And his power and his love, his covenant love, his mercy, his purpose, his wrath, his peace, and his revelation. Thinking of creativity, says in the Psalms that the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. Ralph Waldo Emerson, the famous essayist back in the 1700s, made the observation that if the stars only shone once every 100 years, my, what a spectacle it would be for people to get out and see them. But because the Father, in his mercy, shows them every possible night that they're visible, people, so, you know, and they don't give him credit and glory and praise for his great creation. There's another thing by way of introduction we should remember, and that is the Father expects and appreciates praise, and he will get praise. Mankind was created to praise him. And that is part of the new creation, the plan of the new creation. Now, as to the nature of praise, praise can be said to be a very pleasant and important means of communication or regarding how we think about people, things, whatever, things in life. But there are much more than that. Yesterday I bought Brother Booker's two volumes on the Psalms. And in there, on the 150th Psalm, well, I guess it's 146th. Anyway, there's an insert there from Brother Grocott, and he says that praise is more than just a means of communication. It is an expression of love. Inmost feelings. You can't really, truly praise someone in the true sense unless you really know them. And so it is with our Heavenly Father and His blessed Son. In everyday life, praise has its notable effects on people, both on the praiser and the one being praised. Now, if we could take a hypothetical instance in our minds, say we had a business a situation in the home, something had occurred in the home, a fine piece of work was done in the ecclesia, among the brotherhood. And such as would evince praise for that person so doing the work. What would be the effect on the one going to praise this one who's done this tremendous piece of work, or a good piece of work? Well, the praiser would not only be pleased because of the actual work that was done, but he would say, here's someone who is on our team, so to speak. Here's someone who is really interested in the truth. Here's someone who's really helping build our family, and on and on. And such a person would be marked out for promotion. And these things are true not only in the temporal sense, but in the spiritual sense. And in the temporal sense, they might be slated for further training, increases in salary, position, recognition. Now, what would be the effect on, in this hypothetical situation, on the one being praised? Well, they would be quite pleased. They would feel a sense of satisfaction, sense of security. They might not even realize, as in the case of Jesus speaking and teaching at the judgment, of how the judgment would be of those who had done these things and these things. When did we do these things? Well, we'll read about that in a few minutes, a few seconds. But anyway, such a person has a correct attitude, and he's anxious that the effort continue and prosper, and it's true in the truth, and the home, the brotherhood. Now, two examples in the scripture of those who have been recognized, and it's apparent from their behavior and their willingness to do right and be businesslike and do the work required, are Eliezer, Abraham's servant, who went to bring home a wife for Isaac, and also Joseph in Potiphar's house. They are good examples of those who deserve praise and were elevated to great positions. Now, if you turn over to Matthew 25, we'll read that again. Matthew 25, verses 34 through 40. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and ye gave me food. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we hungry, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these, one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. So there is that possibility that a promotion without realization of why it's coming about, and praise, perhaps. I'd like to mention something as an aside, perhaps. But among the brethren, there should be, a basic mood and attitude of joy in serving God and in serving the Lord Jesus Christ and being a member of this wonderful family and striving to please Him toward living eternally in God's presence and praising Him eternally. Today, in this age of corruption and sin and violence, people strive mightily to gain wealth that they might live easily and with all, they get all the pleasures and the grief that goes with it. But you know, brothers and sisters, those who are in covenant relationship to God, who believe in the promises and in the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, things that concern the name of Jesus, they're wealthy beyond imagination, far beyond anything the world has to offer. So, let's look up, be happy, praise God for it. But that's real, true happiness. Ephesians 1:18 says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." Father has a great investment through his Son in those whom he has called out. And we really should praise him for it. Looking at Psalm 104, as you well know, speaks of God's great creation. I'll just spot read some verses, starting at the 24th. "O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are creeping innumerable things, both small and great beasts." And 31, "The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works." And 33, "I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being." And 35, "Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord." So we have the wonders of God's great creation, the response that comes from sincere heart. We would praise him continually as long as he lived. "We're fearfully and wonderfully made," it says in Psalm 139. You ever see anything like that? It moves with an impulse. And yet with all the robots that they've designed today, they cannot equal that. That is something to praise God for. And our Heavenly Father will also receive due praise when he has completed redemption of the earth, bringing it back to a state of Edenic condition, way it started out to be. And let's look at the 72nd Psalm, how it will be affected through his great Son and the saints. Look at verses 17 through 19. "His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen." Now, more specifically about the praising of Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, by the saints. And there is no amount of canonizing by any particular church that can produce a saint. A saint is not a saint unless he's in Christ Jesus, by the mercy of God. Praise comes to the Father in appreciation from believing brethren. We are expected, we were called in order to be a praise to him in the earth. "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar or an acquired people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Fourfold reasons for praising the Father. That's 1 Peter 2:9. And you couple that with the words of Hebrews 13:15, by him, that is by Jesus. Therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The least, and we should not the least, but we should regularly speak to others in a tone of praise and wonderment at the wonderful things that the Father has done and is doing and is going to do as we speak the gospel to them. Well, that will be his way of praising him. Now going back over to the 103rd Psalm. When I bought that set of books by Brother Booker, I looked in there, you know, just a bit. I thought, oh my, how much I've missed. My, this exhortation is not worth much. I thought, wait a minute, I'm not going up there to give a talk on the Psalms. I'm going to go up there and talk about praising God and others. Okay, Psalm 103. It contains seven different situations or instances of evinced blessing and praise of the Father. And each instance the word bless is used, it's in the Hebrew original as praise. Found that in Kylan Delish's commentary. So, looking at 103rd Psalm, verses 1 through 5, we have, there are about four divisions. Verses 1 through 5, we have praise of Yahweh, forgiveness of sins, and blessing of our mortal lives. I see that in the context. Verses 6 through 10, we have the execution of judgment and mercy, and therein. And verses 7 through 18, we have an expanded description of God's mercy, especially on those who heed and perform his covenant, special class of people. And verses 19 to 22, we have the great sovereignty of God and praise to him by his angels and by all his works in all places of his dominion. It sounds like Psalm 150, doesn't it? I'd like to read just verses 1 and verse 20. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Verse 20, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. The other day I was in a Bible bookstore, and I'd been looking for this, and I had inquired from our daughter Arlene as to where I could find this. It's words to the effect that it's entitled, Children Learn What They Live. I'm sure you've seen that in columns in the, like Abbey and Ann Landers. But the idea is, if you raise a child with criticism, he learns to condemn or be critical. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with ridicule, he learns to be shy. If a child lives with shame, he learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. And then we have, if a child lives with praise, he learns to appreciate and behave. Now I'd like to ask you a few questions. How long has it been since you praised your wife or your husband? How long has it been since you praised your brother or sister in the truth or in the meeting or at Bible school? How long has it been since you praised your in-laws, son-in-law, your brother-in-law, your father-in-law, your mother-in-law? I've been blessed with good ones, and I thank God and praise him for that. How long has it been since you praised your neighbors? Let them know that you think well of them. Appreciate how they live and do, and their concern for you. Brothers and sisters, if you want to promote a happy relationship in your lives, start praising. Praise one another. When I retired from the Boeing Company, I'd been working as a welding engineer for 33 and a half years. And as before that, I was a welder for 13 years. And I worked in metallurgy departments, and my specialty was welding procedures on difficult metals, stainless steels, hardenable steels, whatever, aluminum. And when I retired, I got to thinking, well, they had two parties. They gave me gifts and money. And they gave me some lovely things. Then they took me out for a testimonial dinner. And you know, I got to thinking about all these things. So I tried to summarize over the 46 and a half years that I worked how this all came about. And I realized I hadn't done it all by myself. My wife had done a big bunch of it. So as I counted up, at least on an estimate of it, there must have been 16,000 shirts that were washed and ironed. How many lunches? How many meals? And I wrote it down. You got to thank your loved ones. Well, that's enough of that. I'd like for you to turn with me to the... I wrote this talk in two stages. Up in the corner, you'll see it was started back 4 o'clock in the morning. Continued to 5:23 and 3:30 a.m. And it was revised 7:22 to come here. So what you're getting is part of the original exhortation that I gave at our meeting and a revision. But I'd like for you to turn with me to the last six psalms. And I won't read these all the way through, just spot read here and there. But I'll give you, if I may, just a brief summary of what is contained in these six psalms. They're all on praise. They're a summary of praise to God, and that's what we have here. Psalm 145 speaks of His great majesty, His acts and His merciful kindness and love to all His creatures. Psalm 46, let me read the first two verses. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. We have the transient nature of mortality mentioned there, of mortals. And the defense of the oppressed. And the great mercy and coming kingdom of our Father. Psalm 147, we have the singing of praises to God, regathering of Israel, the healing of the brokenhearted, and words regarding His great creation and the naming of the stars, His great providence, again, and the restoration of Israel. Psalm 148, first five verses, praise Him for His great creation. Verses 6 through 14, praise Him for His work on the earth and in the earth, and praise of His great name and by the people blessed by the Father. Psalm 149, praises God for His salvation, for all His saints, and by all His saints, and the honors coming to them and establishing His kingdom. In this psalm, the Father is more personal. It seems to be concerned with the new creation, with salvation, the new creation in Christ Jesus. So to conclude, I would like to read the 150th Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you.